Learning the Lessons of Sacred History, June 30. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. The instruction given in the Old Testament Scriptures is as verily the Word of Christ as the instruction in the New Testament. Christ was as verily humanity's Redeemer in the days when the Old Testament was written as he was when he appeared in the form of a man. He gave those of ancient Israel just as favorable an opportunity of working out their own salvation as he did those who listened to his words. A character formed after the divine likeness is the only treasure that people can't take from this world to the next. The character as formed in this world determines one's destiny for eternity. The element of value in one's life in this world will be of value in the world to come. A person's future is determined by the way one allows himself or herself to be influenced. If one cherishes and cultivates hereditary tendencies for wrong, indulging fleshly inclinations, appetites, and passions, that individual can never enter the kingdom of God. But the person who strives to repress evil inclinations, who is willing to be governed by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is transformed. Christ's character was exemplified in Abel, Noah, Seth, Enoch, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Samuel, David, and all the host of those recorded as having characters that God could approve. As examples, we are also given Cain and all who form characters opposite to truth, fidelity, obedience, and righteousness. All had an opportunity to show themselves members of the Cain family, or as members of the royal family. Purity and holiness come only through Christ. We are to listen to the voice of Christ speaking in the creation of the world and from the pillar of cloud, for our eternal welfare depends upon our obedience to the voice of God. Let all move guardedly. Let us not pass by anything that Christ has given through the holy people of old for the benefit of every generation. All that God's mind has planned, that his hand has touched, are lessons written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Those things that have been will be. Christ's words of approval or disapproval come sounding down along the line of our time. Our spiritual and eternal interests are involved in the facts stated. The Lord means what he says, and says what he means.